greetings and salutations. My name is Steve, and this is the Saga of Steve Rogers. This is a little introduction to what this podcast is going to be about. I started a blog when I ended up divorced in my 40s. Life changed significantly for me. I had never been single, really, as an adult. Got married to number one really early in life. Stayed married for 15 years. When that ended, went straight from number one to number two. Spent a little time on a couch, not living anywhere really, but never really dated anyone. I went from wife number one to wife number two. A lot of people said it was a stupid idea. Those people were right, and I was wrong. But once I ended my relationship with number two, became single, it was an odd world. Never really expected much, but got a whole lot. So I was going through a whole lot of life experiences, things I had never seen, done, prepared, touched, smelled, been near, whatever. People have always told me, like, there's somebody at your job. You're really funny. You should write, or you should do radio, or you should do stand-up, or you should tell stories. I was a corporate trainer for a living, so I'm constantly sharing the limelight with the material I'm training, you know, up there performing like a dancing monkey that I was. And, you know, everybody's always like, you're great, you're this, you're that. So when I found myself single, found this amazingly bizarre life I was in, looked for an outlet for that creativity inside of me and started writing a blog. Blog was entitled Saga of Steve Rogers. I will tell the story about how that name came about in the first episode. But for right now, we'll just go with, it's called The Saga, and my name's Steve. I'm not Steve, and this is still a saga. So I started writing about the people I was dating. I went and met some really bizarre people. They probably thought the same thing about me, and there may be somebody somewhere right now telling their story about a horrible, bizarre, weird date that they went on with me. But this isn't their show. This is mine, so I will talk about them. So started writing. A friend at the place where I work, almost said the name of the company I work for, a friend at the place where I work came up with the idea not to use people's names. He said it probably wasn't a really good idea to put people out there on blast because they may not like it. So he came up with the name for the first person I wrote about on my blog. And he helped me devise the scheme, for lack of a better term, that would be used for labeling people that I wrote about in my blog. I really think that was sage-like advice, not to put people's real names out there and talk about them in the real world. You know, don't want to be hurtful, don't hate people, don't want to be a mean person, but still wanted to tell their stories. And some of those stories are pretty damn horrible. So I think it was a great idea, and I appreciate him for that. A couple examples of the way people got named. First and foremost, the first person who got named was Coupon, and she wasn't labeled that because she used a coupon. She used every coupon. She would never go anywhere and pay full price. She thought full price was for stupid people. She would have everything in the world that was used and recycled, and she was a different kind of animal. If you're listening to this, Coupon, God love you. But that helped me set the defining parameters for naming people. I dated a lady who worked at Home Depot, and I called her Orange Vest because it's not a vest, but I had already written it, and I wasn't going to go back and change it. They wear orange aprons, but I called her Orange Vest, and I don't care. Get over it. Dated somebody who was an extreme tanner. She had a tanning bed in her house, and I called her Leatherface. because she had a leather face. So the blog started out just about people I was dating and my bizarre life of being single for the first time in my 40s. It evolved into different areas. I wrote some pretty deep blogs, personal opinion, but wrote some pretty deep blogs about both my parents on Mother's Day and then Father's Day. I've written about some of my siblings. The blog kind of took a turn about a little over a year ago when I met my current wife and last wife, the amazing Amy. It's kind of evolved into what my life has become now. So no longer in my 40s, Steve Rogers is now in his 50s, and no longer single. It's now no longer a blog about people I'm dating and the bizarre things that happen with them. It's about being married, having kids, and the bizarre things that happen with them. So it's still about the bizarre, still about the amazingly strange life that is Steve Rogers, and people I meet, things I do, things I like, etc. I've written some blogs where I would go on rants. I went into the bathroom one time at the place where I work, and somebody violated what in my mind were the guy protocols, like standing there next to me at the urinal and talking to me. We don't talk to each other at urinals, just in case you're wondering, ladies. When you walk in as a man to the urinals, and there's three of them, you never go to the middle urinal. You always go to one of the outside ones. Next person comes in, they go to the other outside one. Third person in has a choice. They can go to a stall if there is one, or they can pick the middle urinal. But you never go straight to the middle urinal, and you never go to the middle urinal if there's another option. Just one of the rules, not homophobic. It's just a little creepy. You're kind of inside my bubble. Urinals are tight packed. Don't really want somebody that close. Just kind of a comfort zone thing. So I wrote a whole blog about people's bathroom rules and bathroom etiquette. And then I had a guest blogger, a female friend of mine, wrote the women's version of bathroom rules. And that was pretty funny too. The blog has evolved into what my life is like now with kids. Made it to 50 years old, not having kids. And now, as you'll hear in upcoming episodes, the amazing Amy is a package deal. She has not one, not two, not three, but I'll quit doing individual numbers. It goes straight to 7 children. 2 are 8. 1 is 12. 1 is... No, 2 are 14, 1 is 17, and 1 is 18, about to be 19. So I went from 0 kids for 50 years to 7 kids, a wife, 3 dogs, 4 cats, and a hamster, and not a damn moment of peace or silence in my life. And while you'll probably hear me complain about it, it's probably the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life, and I'm the happiest guy in the world. I really think that being around kids and being a father, and I'm doing air quotes with my hands saying a father, is the perfect job for me. So this blog is going to be about me narcissistically trying to create an entire blog for the world about me. It'll be about things I like, things I don't like, things to make me mad, things to make me sad, things to make me happy. Probably have my kids on here individually. Never bring them all in at once because I don't have that kind of patience. My amazing Amy will join me, and we'll have, you know, maybe some phone-in people. I know I'm planning in the very near future to do a podcast review of Civil War. A friend of mine, Mr. Expanded Universe, Matt Wilkins. You could Google that. Just type Mr. Expanded Universe and his name will come up, Matt Wilkins. Did his podcast, the Saturday Morning Samovlange, as he likes to call it. He calls it that because that's what it's called. The growling way he says the name of it is the little Matt touch he puts on it. Did his podcast after we saw Batman v Superman, and Mark, a friend of ours, also there. We did a review of the movie. talked about it, and then we decided afterwards it went really well. A lot of his listeners enjoyed it, so we're going to do Captain America Civil War after that comes out as well. Matt's coming back into town, so we're going to knock one of those out, and I'll just bring friends on, talk to people. A lot of me just talking about me, so hope you enjoy it. Looking forward to what the future brings with the podcast. I'll still write a blog every once in a while, but the blogs will probably be little blurbs and then saying, hey, you want more of Steve? Check out my podcast. So that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing it. And I look forward to having you here. Have a great day and enjoy this song from Superstar 73 as we exit the show and begin the saga. Always end the same way. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.